Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on the very last few words of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So the previous braisa told us that the disease called Askara comes as a result of Lashon Hara. So Gemara is going to bring a machlokas. Tan Rabban, Askara ba'o li'olam ala Meiser. Askara comes because a person eats tevil by not taking off trumos and maestros. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi Omer al Lashon Hara. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's because of Lashon Hara. Amra Vivitim Rabbi Shubin Levi, Maikra'a. What's the pasuk that teaches us that Askra comes as a result of Lashon Hara? That pasuk says in Tehillim, Va'melech Yismach Be'elukim Yischalol Kol HaNishpabo Ki Yisachar Pi Dovrei Shaker. Dovrei Shaker are people who speak Lashon Hara, and their punishment is Yisachar Pia, meaning Askra. Ibailu, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi Alashon Hara Ka'amar, Odima Af Alashon Hara Nami Ka'amar. When Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi says that Askra comes as a result of Lashon Hara, is he disagreeing with the Tanakama, who says it comes about from eating Tevel? Or is he saying, no, I agree that you get Askra for eating Tevel, I just think in addition you also get Askra for Lashon Hara? So Tashma, the Gemara tries to answer the question. When the Rabbanan entered Keren B'Yavna, there was a group of Holy Tanaim there, and they asked the following Shaila: why is it that this disease Askra begins in the intestines and goes all the way up to the mouth? Rabbi the Rabbi Lai, who was always the first one to speak, answered first, Afal Pisha Kloyos Yoatzos, even though the kidneys provide Eitza to a person's heart what to do, and they are the ones that tell him to do Lashon Hara. Velev Mavin, and the heart understands whether he should listen to the Kloyos to speak Lashon Hara, and when the heart decides that he's going to do it, Veloshon Nechatech, the mouth begins to formulate the words, and Pegomer, and then the tongue begins to formulate the words, and the pegomer, the mouth, completes the words. So that's why Askra goes in that same direction. It starts in the Bnei Me'ayim, which is the inner organs, and it comes out in the peh, Mida Kenegan Mida. So that was one explanation of why Askra starts in the Bnei Me'ayim and finishes in the peh. Nenar Blazer Rav Yossi, Va'amar Rav Blazer Rav Yossi says a different interpretation. Mipnei She'oklin Ba Dvarim Tamein, because with the mouth a person eats things that are not kosher, and therefore he gets punished with Askra, Mida Keneged Mida. Dvarim Tameim Sal Gadayta. What? Do you think a person Askra comes for eating Dvarim Tameim? No, you don't die from eating. You're not supposed to get a punishment of Misa from eating Dvarim Tameim. Why would you suffer from Askra for eating Dvarim Tameim? Elish Ochlim Bad Dvarim Sheinim Sukanim. No, it means that you're eating things that Trumas and Maisas weren't taken off from. You're violating an Isser of Tevel. That's the punishment of Askra. Third answer, Nenar Rabbi Shimon Va'amar, Bavon Bittul Torah. Askra comes about as a result of Bittul Torah. So Amar Lo, the Chum says Rabbi Shimon, Nashim Yochichu. I'll prove that that's incorrect, because women who are not Mitzuv in Talmud Torah, and yet they suffer from Askra as well. So don't you see that it's not only as a result of Bittul Torah? So Rabbi Shimon responds, women could also violate Bittul Torah. Shimon Vatal says Ba'alein. Women suffer from Bittul Torah when they're Mevatal their husbands from learning Torah, and therefore they too could suffer from the punishment of Bittul Torah. Nachrim Yochichu, he said, yeah, but how can you explain how Goyim suffer from Askra? They have no Aver of Bittul Torah. Says more, sure they do. Shemevatel Nes Yisrael, if they're Mevatel, the Jewish people from Bittul Torah. Says more, Tinokos Yochichu, what about children? They suffer from Askra sometimes. Yeah, Shemevatel Nes Aviyah, and they stop their fathers from learning Torah. Tinokos Shalbeis Rabban Yochichu, what about children that are sitting and learning? They suffer from Askra. They're not doing Bittul Torah. Hasam Kidrabi, Dam Rabbi Gurion, Vitema. Get Rabbi Gurion rather. Dam Rabbi Gurion, Vitem Rav Yosef Bashmaya, Bizman Shad Zadikim Bador, Zadikim Nitfasim Aladar. Ain't Zadikim Bador, Tinok Shabbos Rabbin Nitfasim Aladar. Sometimes children suffer because there are no Tzadikim to bear the brunt of the Onesh that the generation deserves. When there are Tzadikim there to bear the brunt of that Onesh, so Tzadikim will bear the brunt of it. But when other people are doing Averus and there are no Tzadikim to sort of take the hit, that's when the Tinok Shabbos Rabbin suffer, even though they themselves are not committing Bittul Torah. Am Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ziri, Vamri Lam Rabbi Shimon ben Nezira, Mikra, what's the pasuk that's Merames that Tzadikim and Tinokos Shel Beis Rabban die as a result of not their own sins, but the sins of the people of the generation? The pasuk says, in Shir HaShirim, Im Lo Teidilach HaYafa Banashim, Tzi'ilach Be'ikvei Hatzon. And the pasuk continues, Urias Kidusayich Al Mishkanos HaRoim, that if you don't know how to observe my mitzvos, go and be Mevakesh Rachmim in the Zuchus because of the ikve hatzon, which are the previous avos, the previous generations, and they are the foundation of Am Yisrael. And in their zuchus, you'll be able to raise gedio sayich, meaning you'll be able to raise your young and not suffer, and they're not going to be taken as a mashkon because of the roim, because of the leaders of the generation. Va'aminan, and we said that the pasuk al mishkanos haroim means gadayim hamushkanim al haroim, or gadayim hamushkanim al haroim, that the tinokos that are punished because of the avonador in place of the tzaddikim. So you see, tzaddikim die because of avonador, and when there are no tzaddikim, the children die as a result of avonador. Shmamina, but what you see from this whole conversation, from the fact that Rabbi Lezer says that because of lashon hara Asker comes into the world, and over here he says that because of eating tevel comes af a lashon hara nami kamer, that what he must have meant is that it's not only al achilas tevel, it's also on lashon hara, but not exclusively as a result of lashon hara. So shmamina, that in fact is a raya. So there are multiple causes of Askara. Once we mentioned that Rabbi Dabar Vilayi answered first because he is the Rosh HaMadabra Mekal Makom, ask the Gemara, why is he the Rosh HaMadabra Mekal Makom? The Yasvi Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, the Yasvi Rabbi Yudah ben Gerim, Gabayu. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon were sitting, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Yehuda ben Gerim, was sitting by them. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda va'amar, kama noim ha'sein shel umazu, tiknu shvakim, tiknu gisharim, tiknu merchatzos. So all of a sudden, Rabbi Yehuda starts singing the praises of the Romans. And he starts saying, look at what the Romans built. They built marketplaces and bridges and bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi shasak, Rabbi Yossi was just listening, didn't say anything. Nen Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai va'amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai answered, he says, how could you praise them for this? Everything that they were misakin, they just did for themselves. Tiknu shvakin, lo shvamen zonos. The reason they set up marketplaces is so that zonos can sit there and start and look for business. Merchatzos ladin benatzman. They set up bathhouses in order to indulge themselves. Gesharim litam en meches. So why do they make bridges? So they can collect the taxes, the tolls. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim v'siper devrayim. So Yehuda ben Gerim went and told what the Tanaim were talking about to his family, who were Roman goyim. V'nishmu l'malchus. The malchus found out about it. Amru Yehuda she'ilo. So they said Yehuda, who was praising the malchus Yisala, so he will be elevated, and he is now the Rosh HaMadabrim Mekal Makom, and that's how he got that title. Yossi Shashasakir Yossi didn't say anything. Yigla L'tzipori is going to be sent into Galus into Tzipori, and Shimon Shagina, and Rabbi Shimon Yechai said terrible things about the Romans. Yehorek, he's going to get killed. Azal Hu Brei Toshu Be'Midrasha. So this is the famous Gemara about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai. Why did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai have to go into hiding in a cave? Why did he have to run away? Because he said not nice things about the Romans, and they found out about it. So he and his son, Rabbi Lazar's son, went into hiding. First they went into the Beis Medrash. Kol Yoma Hava Maisi Luhu Debitu Rifto V'Kuza D'Maya V'Korchi. Every day his wife would bring them some bread and a jug of water, and they ate it and they drank, and that's how they were sustained. Kitakif Gzeirasa, when the Gzeirus HaMalchus became stronger, they became on the most wanted list, and everyone was looking for them. Amarle Lebrei, so Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Nashim Daitan Kala Ale, and women can be easily convinced to give up information. Dilma Mitzari La Megalilan, I have to be worried that maybe they're going to torture her, they're going to torture my wife, and she's going to reveal our whereabouts. Azu Tashu Bimarasa, so without even telling her where they were going, they went in and hid in a cave. Israchish Nisa Ibulu Charuva Ve'ina Demaya, and a miracle happened, and a buxer tree and a spring of water popped up in the cave, and they would take off their clothing in order that their clothing shouldn't become totally worn down. They would sit up until their necks in sand. Kula Yoma Garcia, and they would learn all day long. When it came time to daven, where you have to be dressed, love shumikasu matzlu, they would get dressed and they would daven. And then they would again go back to getting undressed and covering their bodies in sand, so that the clothing clothing shouldn't become worn out. Esu treis arshani b'marasa. They spent 12 years in the cave. Asa Eliyahu v'kam apischa d'marasa. Eliyahu and Navi came and stood by the entrance of the cave. Amar man lo de lebar yuchai demis keser abatu gzerase. And he said in like a stage whisper, "Who's going to let Bar Yochai know that the keser died and that the gzera is over?" Meaning as a way of letting Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Lazar know that it's safe to finally come out. So nafgu, they came out. Chazuin shudka karavi vizari, and they saw people who were doing normal things, plowing, planting. So Amar Rabbi Shimon said to his son, "Look at these people, manich and chay yolam v'oskim chay shah. Instead of learning Torah, which is chay yolam abba, they're engaged in this worldly type of things." Kol makom shenosin enayin miyad nisof. And anywhere Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar looked, it immediately burnt up because of their kedusha. Yatsa baskol v'amrlem. So Baskol came out and said to them, "Lahachri v'olami yitzasem. You left the cave to come destroy my whole world. Chizru l'maraschem. Get right back in the cave." Hadarazul isu treisi archishata. They went back into the cave for an additional year. Amri mishpat rasham begadim shemasur chodesh. And then they reasoned, well, how long does a rasha have to stay in Gehenim? For 12 months. So we did our time now in the cave. We already got our punishment for burning all those things. Yatza baskel v'amra tzu umimaraschem. A baskel came and said, "You can leave the cave." Nafku, so they left the cave and they saw again people doing the normal things that people do. Kalecha davamachi Reb Lazar, everywhere that Reb Lazar would look at it and would cause devastation, have a masi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon would look at it and cause it to be healed. Amar lo b'ni, tai li ola mani va'ata. So Rabbi Shimon says to his son, you know, our learning, mine and yours alone, is enough for the world. Meaning, don't be so hard on everybody else. Our zuchus of Talmud Torah is enough to sustain everybody. So the fact that not everybody's learning all the time shouldn't bother you so much. Bahade panya demale shabata. It happened to be an Erev Shabbos and they were walking. Chazu usaba davanaka trema. And they saw an elderly gentleman carrying two bundles of hadassim for Shabbos to smell the pleasant aroma of hadassim. Virahit, and he was running bein hashmashos, so an erev Shabbos as it was getting late. Amrulei, they said to the zaken, "Hani lamalach, why do you need these hadassim?" Amruluhu, l'kvot Shabbos. He says, "What do you mean? He got by flowers, l'kvot Shabbos." V'tiski lach b'chad, so why do you need two of them? Just have one bundle. Chad keneged zachar, v'chad keneged shamar. No, one is corresponding to zachar, siyam Shabbos kacho, the other to shamar, siyam Shabbos kacho. So Amrulei lebrei, Reb Shimon said to his son, look how much the Jewish people value mitzvos. Yosef Daitayu, and that caused them to calm down. Shomer Reb Pinchas ben Yair Chasane, the son-in-law of Rabbi Shimon, heard about this. Reb Pinchas ben Yair, that Rabbi Shimon was on his way back home. V'nafak la'ape, so he went to greet him. Aili lebebane, Reb Pinchas brought Rabbi Shimon to the bathhouse. Have a ka'arich lebisre. Reb Pinchas was smoothing the skin of Rabbi Shimon in the bathhouse, and while he was doing that, Chazi davbe pili. He saw that there were cracks in his flesh, Rabbi Shimon's flesh, because he spent all those years buried in sand. Rabbi Pinchas was crying that he had to see such suffering, and tears came out of his eyes, and it landed in the cracks in Rabbi Shimon's skin, and that caused him a tremendous amount of pain. So Rabbi Pinchas said to Rabbi Shimon, "Woe unto me that I have to see you suffering like this." Amar Leir, Rabbi Shimon said, no, you're getting it wrong. Ashrecha shri yisini b'kach. How fortunate you are that you get to see me like this. Shel moli lo reisani b'kach, lo matzasi b'kach. Had it not been that I sat in that cave and was learning Torah in a situation of tsar, my chachma satorah wouldn't be anywhere near what it is. Demei kara ki avamakshi Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai kushya. It used to be when Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai would ask a kasha of a mefarik le Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair treisa piruke. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair used to come up with 12 answers. Lasof, after the 13 years in the cave, when Pinchas ben Yair would ask a kasha, it was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai who answered it, and it wasn't just 12 answers he gave, he would give 24 answers to the question. So there is a certain quality to Talmud Torah that's done with a sense of Mesiras Nefesh, and with a sense of suffering, with a sense of tsar. And that quality of Talmud Torah never could have been achieved, said Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, had I been living a comfortable life. Amar hol v'srachash nisa ezel iskin milsa. So Rabbi Shimon said, you know what, since I had this great miracle happen for me that I was saved from the Romans, let me go and do something positive for society, just like Yaakov Avinu did in Shechem after he met up with Esav. coming back from the base Lavan. Tchsev Vayavo Yaakov Shalim Va'amirav Shalim Begufo Shalim BeMamono Shalim BeTaraso. The Yaakov Vinu came back complete in physically and monetarily and in his Torah. Vayichan as Pnei Yair. And the Machlokas, there's a Machlokas Amorim. What Vayichan means? What Takana did Yaakov do? Amirav Matbea Tikelim. Some say he introduced currency. Shmuel Amar Shvakim Tikelim. He built marketplaces. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Merchatzos Tikelim. He built bathhouses, which ironically are some of the same things that the Romans were praised for doing in the beginning of this whole story. Amar Ika Milsa Dabai Laskuni, so Shimon said, is there anything here that needs to get done? So Lechara, you would say, oh, why don't you build bathhouses and marketplaces? No, but the Romans already did that, right? So he said, is there something there that needs to get done? So Amalei Ika Duchta De Ispe Safik Tumah. There is a place where there's a Safik Tumas Mace, V'islehu Tsa'ara Lekoanim La'akufe, and it's very annoying for the Koanim to have to avoid that location. Amar Ika Nishtiyada De Ischazak HaChatara. So Rabbi Shimon said, is there someone who knows where the tumah is, so that I could be, you know, I could mark off where the graves are, and everyone could know that everywhere else is tahar. Amalei Husaba Kan Kitzeitz Ben Zakai Tumisi Truma. So a certain zakein said, well, I remember Rabbi Yochum and Zakai would cut beans of truma over here. So you see that this is a makom tara. Avadi Yunami Hachi. So Rabbi Shimon did that as well. He was kotzeitz turmosim, and he was and he spread them on the place that was besafek, and a nes happened, and the body flowed it up toward the karka, kalecha davakashi, and everywhere that the karka remained hard, tare, that's where he was matar, because there was no body under there. Kalecha davarafi, but wherever the ground got soft because of the body's movement, sine, he marked that off as a place of a kever, and now kohanim were able to travel through that area without risking tumah. Amru husaba. After Rabbi Shimon was mitar the place, a certain elderly gentleman had a taina, Tir ben Yochai Beis HaKvaros. He said, what's Rabbi Shimon Yochai doing? He's taking a Beis HaKvaros and he's being mitar a Beis HaKvaros. So Amalei, Rabbi Shimon said to the elderly gentleman, Il Malei Yisei Imanu, if you would have been with me when I was mitar at that place, you could have said that I was doing wrong. Vafilu Yisei Imanu V'lo Nimnesi Imanu. Even if you wouldn't have agreed to it, Yafa Ata Omer. But you still would have had a taina. But achshav sheyisei imanu v'nimnesei imanu. But now that you were with us and you also agreed to be matar, yomru zonos misparchos es tamidei zuazu, that the people are going to say that the zonos who hate each other more than anybody, nevertheless they still help each other out and they help each other's do each other's hair to make them look beautiful. So tamidei cham lo kolshkein. So tamidei cham should for sure try to support each other. So why are you making problems for me, saying that I did something wrong by being matar at this place? Yov be'ene, Rabbi Shimon looked at this guy with a hakpada on him, v'nach nafshe, and because of the look of Rabbi Shimon, the fellow died. Nafak l'shuka, Rabbi Shimon went out to the market, chazir Yehuda ben Gerim, and he saw Yehuda ben Gerim, who's the one that started this whole problem, because Yehuda ben Gerim was the one that let the word get back to his family, who in turn let the word get back to the Romans. So Omar, Rabbi Shimon says to this Yehuda ben Gerim, Adayin Yesh Lezabiyolam, this guy's still alive? Why is he still alive? Look what problems he caused. Nasan Bo Einav Vaso Gal Shal Tzavos. Rabbi Shimon Yochai gave him a look and he turned him into a pile of bones. And that's the famous story, Shabbos Dav Lamed Gimel, the story of Rabbi Shimon Yochai and the cave, which is traditionally associated with Lag BaOmer. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph.